Welcome to Heart to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin, and today we have Dr. Albert Krause of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing women's heart health. Welcome, Dr. Krause.
Thank you.
We know women often have different heart attack symptoms from men, but are there other areas that differ in women?
Yes, heart disease can affect everyone differently. But in women, believe it or not, that's the number one cause of mortality in the United States. Women are 6 times more likely to die from heart disease than breast cancer. Women tend to have the same type of risk factors that men do. Usually we see it more so in women that are older, above the age of menopause. But it can occur in younger women as well, particularly if they smoke.
Okay, so are there other habits that contribute to an increased risk?
Poor diet, sedentary lifestyle. If they're diabetic, that's a risk factor. Obesity. Are some things. High blood pressure, high cholesterol can also contribute.
And it's not uncommon for women who have never had high blood pressure to begin experiencing after menopause, correct?
That is correct.
Now, what about pregnancy? How does pregnancy impact heart health?
Women can certainly develop hypertension during pregnancy. It's called gestational hypertension. They need to be seen by obstetrician and followed closely. Usually that will resolve after they deliver.
And can gestational hypertension progress to something worse?
There is a sort of a malignant form of what's called preeclampsia. And what happens there is that can endanger the life of the mom and the baby. So they have to be monitored very closely around delivery time for sure. And have to be sometimes put at bed rest and have to take certain IV medications to control the high blood pressure. And usually we have high-risk obstetricians that treat that. A lot of times that'll get better after delivery, but, you know, it's a high-risk situation.
Dr. Krause, we hear a lot about culture and race playing a part in the severity of symptoms and some of these issues. Does race come into play when considering a woman's risk of heart disease?
Yes, particularly with high blood pressure. Researchers have found that there is a gene in African Americans that make them more sensitive to salt, which can lead to high blood pressure.
Wow. What about maybe non-Hispanic Black women?
Yeah, there's estimates that 40% of non-Hispanic Black women can have hypertension that develops more so than in whites.
How can women lower their risk of heart disease?
By modifying their risk factors. The important thing is exercise, proper diet, try to follow a low-salt diet. If they're diabetic, manage that carefully with their primary physician. If their cholesterol's up, exercise, proper diet. If their blood pressure's up, it needs to be treated. And if they smoke, they need to quit. Smoking's a big risk factor.
And family history plays into that as well. You have to be aware of that as well, correct?
That is correct. Unfortunately, that's something we can't modify, but you know, we have to do everything we can with other modifiable risk factors.
Once you know your risks, can you put an action plan together?
Sure. Like I said, if you know your risk, if you have any of these risk factors, you need to manage them. Exercise, proper diet, keep your weight at a reasonable level. And those are the things that you can do.
Wow, Dr. Krause, thank you so much for joining us. And to learn more about Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists, visit acsdoctors.com.